I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss my thoughts regarding new guidance from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force on performing pelvic exams. Although pelvic exams are commonly performed as part of well woman visits, it's unclear how performing such exams in asymptomatic women impacts their health outcomes. In preparing its new guidance, the task force reviewed evidence which assessed pros and cons of performing pelvic exams in asymptomatic, non-pregnant women. After identifying only a scant number of studies, few relevant to GYN care as currently practiced in the U.S., the task force concluded that current evidence is insufficient to recommend for or against screening pelvic exams and recommended additional research. It's important to point out that these recommendations do not address pelvic exams performed as part of screening for cervical cancer or sexually transmitted infections. The pros and cons of performing routine pelvic examinations have become a topic embroiled in controversy. In fact, this is my third Medscape commentary addressing this issue. The American College of Physicians and the American Academy of Family Physicians recommend against performing screening pelvic exams, while ACOG recommends annual pelvics for women 21 years of age and older. It also states that the decision to perform such exams should be individualized. Consistent with this last recommendation, in my practice, I individualized the decision to perform routine pelvic exams. For symptom-free women in their 20s or younger, presenting for well woman care or to initiate short-acting hormonal or implantable contraception, I order urine screening for STIs when appropriate, but do not perform a pelvic exam unless requested by the patient or indicated for cervical cancer screening. In contrast with younger women, failing to perform an exam in new adult patients may miss relevant conditions my history may have failed to detect, such as genital atrophy, inflammatory or neoplastic vulvar conditions, and pelvic prolapse. Accordingly, my recommendation is to proceed with a pelvic exam, including vaginal speculum exam. When seeing return asymptomatic menopausal women, I often perform visual external genital inspection only, reserving speculum exams for patients in whom external genital inspection suggests vaginal pathology. External genital exams in menopausal women commonly identify atrophic changes. Less often they reveal lichen sclerosis or other vulvar pathology. While some of my adult patients prefer to have a complete pelvic exam with each well woman visit, I note that more and more have responded favorably to performing pelvic exams periodically. In closing, I have pointed out that women can benefit from clinicians who are selective regarding when to perform pelvic exams and what such exams should include. However, I want to be clear that all adult female patients benefit from seeing clinicians who are appropriately trained, comfortable, and have on-site resources which facilitate performing pelvic exams. Primary care providers not prepared to provide this service should refer women to those who are. Thank you for the privilege of your time in viewing this commentary. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.